Monroe author William Caverly has recently released his first book, Amid the Swirling Ghost and Other Essays. Caverly started his writing career in 2005 with an essay on William Faulkner's The Sound and the Fury.
I found myself just making notes as I was reading it. It's such a difficult work. And when I kept looking at the notes that I was making, I said, well, maybe I can turn this into an essay.
He submitted his writing to the Oxford American Magazine with the hopes of any freelance writer.
You get used to mailing out submissions and just waiting. Several months went by, and then one day an envelope came in the mail, and the editor had a letter and said he liked it and he wanted to run it.
The magazine eventually brought Caverly on board, where his work included literary essays to feature stories. His works have also been featured in the Christian Science Monitor, Cimarron Review, and Louisiana Literature. He has gathered his writings to produce his first book, which draws on figures and events many familiar to those in Louisiana.
Well, for example, Bonnie and Clyde. Mm-hmm. Here we are living in North Louisiana. And if we drive down I-20 past Arcadia to Gippsland and find the actual place where Bonnie and Clyde were ambushed in 1934 and killed, there will be something similar with Pistol Pete Maravich. I was attending LSU in the late 60s and 70s, and I went to the basketball games. I saw him. And so I wrote an article about the game he broke a record, the NCAA record.
Caverly says he hopes his book will draw the reader into furthering their own enjoyment of Southern literature.
I'm attempting to draw attention to, many times it's older works by Flannery O'Connor or by Eudora Welty or by Peter Taylor, just wonderful, wonderful short stories. And when I look at them and read them, find myself intrigued and moved, I'm writing an essay to a reader saying, why don't you go back and read these yourself?
William Caverly's Amid the Swirling Ghost and Other Essays is published by University of Louisiana Lafayette Press. Caverly will be conducting a reading of some of the selections from his book this evening at 7 p.m. in room 134 of the Aviation Building on the ULM campus. It is free and open to the public.